fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Gabon's 2015 African Footballer of the Year has sparked the Gunners of Arsenal to a big victory in London. Joining us with that story, as well as other weekend European club football highlights, is Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Gabonese Benjamin Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's late free kick broke Aston Villa's hearts as 10-man Arsenal twice battled back from a goal down to beat the Claret and Blue 3-2 at the Emirates Stadium. John McGinn gave Villa a 20th-minute lead before Arsenal levelled early in the second period thanks to Ivorian international Nicolas Pepe's first goal for the club from the penalty spot. Wesley scored to restore Villa's lead, but in a thrilling conclusion, substitute Callum Chambers' close-range finish brought the Gunners level, before Aubameyang's late strike secured their third Premier League win of the season to lift Emery's side back into the top four. Bernardo Silva scored a hat-trick, and also goals for Algerian playmaker Riyad Mahrez, David Silva, Sergio Aguero, Nicolas Otamendi and Kevin De Bruyne, as holders Manchester City produced a ruthless display to beat Watford 8-0 at the Etihad Stadium. The win is the joint second biggest margin in the competition's history, matching the 9-1 victory Spurs managed over Wigan and only beaten by Manchester United's 9-0 win against Ipswich in 1995. James Maddison also scored a delightful late goal as Leicester City beat Tottenham 2-1 at the King Power Stadium.
Prince, still with the English Premier League, more disappointing results for Manchester United and Chelsea.
That's right, Sonny. Yet another uninspiring display from Manchester United. Sonny, it looks like it's going to be quite a while before the Red Devils establish themselves as Premier League title challengers. They posed no threat at all during the weekend, and they never even bothered to create enough chances to score goals. Anyway, a fine finish from Andrei Yarmolenko and a sensational Aaron Cresswell's free kick proved to be the difference, as Red Devils suffered a 2-0 loss against West Ham United at the London Stadium. Liverpool also battled their way to a 2-1 win at Chelsea, as the Reds made it 6 wins from 6 to begin the season, and 15 league wins in a row overall, setting a new club record. Lampard's Blues, for whom N'Golo Kanté scored a brilliant effort after the break, already 10 points behind Jurgen Klopp's side, having failed to win any of their home games so far this season.
Prince, let's go to France now. Were there any notable performances by African players in the French League?
Of course. Angers moved into second place after Chadian international footballer Casimir Ninga scored an 11-minute hat-trick in a 4-1 thrashing of Saint-Étienne, the first home win over the club in 43 years. Another French youngster of DR Congolese descent, Jonathan Ikone, recorded his name on the score sheet as Lille were held to a 1-1 draw. Brazilian superstar Neymar also scored a fine late winner as Paris Saint-Germain beat Lyon 1-0 to move 3 points clear at the top of the French league.
From France, Prince, let's go to Spain. Not even Lionel Messi's return was enough to prevent Barcelona from making its worst start in the Spanish league in 25 years.
That's right, Sonny. Newly promoted Granada moved to third in La Liga with a sensational 2-0 home win over Barcelona, who slipped to their second league defeat of the season and now lie 8th in the table with 7 points from its first 5 matches. French forward of Algerian descent Karim Benzema headed in his 5th goal of the season as Real Madrid returned to winning ways after beating Sevilla 1-0 to ease pressure on Zinedine Zidane. The win ensured the Los Blancos moved to second place in the La Liga table, thanks to their first victory away to Sevilla in 4 years. Atletico Madrid are 6 on 10 points after being held to a goalless draw by Celta Vigo at the Wanda Metropolitano. And in Italy, Belgian striker of Congolese descent Romelu Lukaku's second half header stretched Internazionale's perfect start to the Serie A season to 4 games as they took the derby spoils against Milan. Lukaku has now scored 4 goals in 6 matches in all competition for his new club, who lead the Serie A table. And Prince Nesta, home the sunny side of sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joining us now with a package of African football news is Samson Omale. And Samson says he'll be kicking off with the appointment of Cameroon's new head coach. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. Portuguese tactician Antonio Conceição da Silva Oliveira has been named as the new Cameroon head coach. The immediate former CFR Cluj boss, commonly known as Tony Conceição, will replace former Dutch international Clarence Seedorf, who was relieved of his duties after the Indomitable Lions failed in their bid to defend their African Cup of Nations title, being eliminated in the round of 16 by Nigeria during the 2019 African Cup of Nations staged in Egypt. And in West Africa, Amanda Clinton, the only female aspirant in the Ghana Football Association presidential race, has submitted her nomination forms as she bids to become Ghana's first female football president. Amanda Clinton told reporters shortly after submitting her forms that she is ready to take Ghana football to the next level if elected as president of the Ghana Football Association.
If the GFA, which is made up of male, completely males, and they have lawyers they're working with, they have lawyers in Ghana, and they came to me, it means that they saw something that meant this woman won't sleep until she gets the job done. And that is what I propose I can do, should I be given the opportunity.
Vetting for the aspirants is scheduled for September 26th to October the 1st, with the elections slated for October the 25th. South Africa's under-17 women's team shattered all previous COSAFA records in an unprecedented 28-0 win over the Seychelles on the second day of the 2019 COSAFA Women's Under-17 Championship at the St. Francois Xavier Stadium on Saturday. Captain Jessica Wade, Nabila Gallant and Sonika Nzigili scored hat-tricks as 11 players got their names on the scores sheet. South Africa's one-sided victory significantly betters their record 17-0 scoreline that the country's senior women's side set just over a month ago when they defeated Comoros at the COSAFA Women's Championship in Port Elizabeth. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hi, this is Andre DeGrasse, 3-time Olympic sprint medalist, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Turning to tennis, Team Europe has edged Team World in the third edition of the Laver Cup tournament in Geneva, Switzerland. Craig Gabriel reports from Geneva.
It was a gripping and enthralling weekend, and the end could not have been scripted any better. Before a ball was even hit, the general opinion was that Team Europe, with the strength of players like Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal, were going to be overwhelming for Team World. But the world captain, John McEnroe, warned not to underestimate his side, and he almost pulled it off.
It's one of the best events. I mean, I can't think of really an event or something new that's happened in the sport over the course of the last couple of years that's better than this. Hopefully, I'm a team guy, but I hope the Davis Cup is successful. That's a radical change. They have another event. It seems like there's, you know, the Olympics, so there seems to be too many, dare I say, team events. But when you have Rod Laver and Roger Federer behind this the way they have been, and the excitement that people see, I mean, these guys fought their hearts out. It's a bummer. But it's an awesome event.
Europe was up the first 2 days, and then on day three, Team World rallied. John Isner and Jack Sock beat Federer and Stefanos Tsitsipas 10-8 in a match tiebreak. Then Taylor Fritz beat Dominic Thiem. Both players were replacements, taking the place for injured Nick Kyrgios and Rafa Nadal. And Team World went ahead in the tally. Roger Federer beat John Isner to put Europe 1 point behind. And then in a sizzler, Alexander Zverev beat Milos Raonic in the final match, 6-4, 3-6, 10-4. Europe won 13-11. Next year, the event will be in Boston. Craig Gabriel, VOA Sports, Geneva.
Thanks, Craig. We heard from Team World captain John McEnroe in Craig's report. Now let's hear from the winning Team Europe captain, Bjorn Borg.
This is the most important week of the year for me as a captain. I mean, I've been waiting for this week and to get the players together, and finally we're here, and we're here in Geneva, and the team spirit for this week has been unbelievable.
Australian tennis great Rod Laver, for whom the event is named, presented the trophy to Team Europe. Spanish star Rafael Nadal says the Laver Cup format generated some very competitive tennis.
Of course, so difficult at the end, but this year I think I appreciate even more how difficult it is to win this competition, no? Because everything goes to Sunday, and the way that the format is done is great, but it's for people who has the heart in good conditions.
In more tennis news, Japanese star Naomi Osaka won a title in her birthplace over the weekend. Naomi lifted the trophy at the Pan Pacific Open in Osaka, Japan. Just a guess here, but I think Naomi might have gotten her name from her birthplace of Osaka, Japan. Naomi defeated Russia's Anastasia Pavluchenkova in the final, 6-2 and 6-3. It was Naomi Osaka's first singles title since she won the Australian Open in January. Meanwhile, Russia's Daniil Medvedev also won a tournament in his home country. The 23-year-old Russian beat Borna Koric of Croatia 6-3 and 6-1 to win the St. Petersburg Open tennis final. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's take a break now for these VOA programming announcements.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. Or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on The Voice of America.
This is The Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
VOA.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America, they're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In the Women's National Basketball Association playoffs, the Connecticut Sun have advanced to the WNBA Finals for the first time since 2005. The sun rose over the host Los Angeles Sparks on Sunday, 78-56, to sweep the best-of-five semifinal series in three consecutive games. Jasmine Thomas scored a game-high 29 points for Connecticut, while teammate Courtney Williams added 17 points and 13 rebounds. Eneka Ogwumike, the 2016 WNBA Most Valuable Player, led the Sparks with 17 points. Connecticut will play either the Washington Mystics or the Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA Finals. The Mystics have a 2-1 series lead after Las Vegas posted a 92-75 victory on Sunday. Meanwhile, 3-on-3 basketball will make its debut at next year's Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. 8 teams will qualify for both the men's and women's Olympic 3-by-3 basketball events. Frank Jatubo is the coordinator of Nigeria's 3-on-3 basketball teams. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Frank said the Nigerian teams are currently preparing for the 3-by-3 Afro Basketball Championship in Uganda in November.
The national camp is running right now in Abuja at the national stadium, and the preparation for the Africa Cup, which will be in 4 categories of the 3-by-3 basketball. As you recall, the 3-by-3 basketball is an addition to the Olympic family, which makes it a very competitive game at the moment. And we are going for the Africa Cup in the men's category, women's category, under 18 boys and under 18 girls. This championship will come up in from November 8th to 10th in Kampala, Uganda, and it might be a pathway, because the 3-by-3 system is on ranking points, and we are hoping that if we do very well there, we could get enough ranking points that might be a pathway to the Olympics.
For how long has the training been on in Abuja?
This is the second week of our camping in Abuja, and we intend to stay there until we leave around the 6th of November. So it is actually going to be a very long camp, and everything is going well, and the players are really doing their best to try to fight for shirts, and the coaches are working very hard.
I understand also that the Nigerian under 23 female team won the gold medal in the just concluded All Africa Games, and the male team won the bronze medal. Are we expecting to see the same opponents again in Kampala?
Well, except they decide to play for their senior teams, the All Africa Games was an under 23 event, 3-on-3 basketball. But what we are going with now is for you to come in with your senior team and your under 18, that is for people born from 2001 upwards. That is the criteria for you to be called 18 and under. So in our own case, some of the players that played for under 23 are still eligible as under 18, because in that competition, Nigeria actually fielded the youngest set of players, even for the under 23. We had a lot of under 18s there, and they still managed to win the bronze and the gold for the female.
Coach, is this the maiden edition of the AfroBasket 3-by-3, and how will you rate the chances of Nigeria in the championship?
Yeah, it's not actually the maiden edition. In 2017 was the first time it was held, and that was the first time Nigeria went to participate in the Nations Cup. And if you recall, our senior men won the cup. I also took them there, and they won the cup. And our female finished with the silver medal. So this is the third time we will be going there. But at that time that we went for that competition, it was not yet named as an Olympic sport. So now there is a lot of focus on 3-on-3 around the world, and this is our third time to appear there, and we are very hopeful with the caliber of players we have in the camp now, and with the type of trainings they are receiving. I am particularly very hopeful that we are likely to repeat the feat of the All Africa Games and even do better in terms of the men.
That's Frank Jatubo, the coordinator of Nigeria's 3-on-3 basketball teams, and Frank spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Abuja, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. An update now on the Rugby World Cup in Japan. Wales beat Georgia Monday 43-14 in the opening match for both teams in Toyota, Japan. The captain of the Welsh team is Alan Wynne-Jones.
Yeah, I think we came out of the box as we wanted in the first half. We're probably going to be a bit disappointed if I'm honest with the second half. We let a couple of tries in and we didn't really continue in a similar vein. So it's a good result, but there's plenty to work on. It's great to come to a stadium like this with a lot of Welsh fans, a lot of Japanese fans, a lot of Georgian fans. It makes the game a great occasion.
Meanwhile, the player of the match was the Welsh lock forward, Jake Ball.
You know, Georgia made it tough for us at points in that game. Obviously, we're just very excited to get off to winning ways, and all our concentration now moves to the Australia game.
Australia beat Fiji 39-21 on Saturday, and will next play Wales in Tokyo on September 29th. Neighbors Namibia and South Africa, the two African teams competing in the Rugby World Cup, both lost their opening matches. Namibia was beaten by Italy 47-22 on Sunday in Higashi, Osaka, Japan. And two-time world champion South Africa was beaten by reigning title holder New Zealand 23-13 on Saturday in Yokohama, Japan. The South Africans and the Namibians will now travel to Toyota, Japan, where they'll play each other on September 28th. The Rugby World Cup will continue through November 2nd, when the final will be played in Yokohama. This is the first time the tournament has been held in Asia. In professional golf, Sebastian Munoz of Colombia made a 15-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole to force a playoff. And then Munoz went on to beat Sungjae Im with a par on the first extra hole to win the Sanderson Farms Championship Tournament in Jackson, Mississippi for his very first PGA Tour victory. Munoz closed with a 2-under par 70. It makes it two consecutive weeks on the PGA Tour for South American winners. Last week, Joaquin Niemann of Chile won a PGA Tour event in Greenbrier. More golf news. Rocco Mediate birdied his last two holes for a 6-under par 64 and won the Sanford International Tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I encourage our VOA listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a photo of smiling Sunny with Austin Ocon Akpan, head of sports at VOA partner station Channels Television. Austin recently visited our VOA headquarters here in Washington, and I gave him the grand tour of our VOA headquarters. Austin loved it. He loved it. And that wraps up the September 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, world leaders gather in New York for the United Nations General Assembly, plus growing Africa's agriculture. On the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minutes newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Bandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
This is Science in a Minute.
What quality is most important to you when looking for a long-term partner? A new study led by Swansea University in Wales found the attribute people find most important is kindness. The study authors recruited 3,000 college students from campuses around the world. They gave the students a set budget of so-called mate dollars to purchase amounts of 8 distinct characteristics that would produce their ideal mate. While the students did spend a bit of their budget on good looks or good financial prospects, they spent most of their budget, between 22 and 26%, on kindness. Other attributes they could purchase were humor, chastity, religiosity, the desire for children, and creativity. According to the study, creativity and chastity were considered the least important traits, getting less than 10% of the students' budgets. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in. You will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel.